Così fan tutti, by Michael Dibden. Read by Michael Kitchen. La scena si finge in Napoli. The setting is supposedly Naples. If there had been anyone about in Via Greco on the morning in question, this is what they would have seen. The sun had just cleared the roofline of the five-story buildings on Via Martucci, and in the space of a few seconds, its sharply angled brilliance transformed the scene like theatre lighting revealing a stage set. Each object, however mundane, was picked out by the soft yet intense glare and invested with a glamorous air of significance and portent. The spectators, had there been any, would no doubt have scrutinized each object thus revealed, trying to decide on its role in the spectacle about to unfold. That tree at the corner of the two streets, for example, casting a crisp shadow across the pitted black paving slabs. Was it just decorative, mere scene setting, or was it destined to play a crucial part in the drama, to become a virtual character in its own right? Perhaps as the site of the famous Act II duet of Seduction and Surrender, familiar to every music lover. Similarly, the buildings, so insistently yet tenderly picked out by the steadily growing light, are they simply characteristic infill? Or will each have become individually familiar by the time the curtain finally falls as a source of threat or refuge? The entrances look practicable, yet the facades themselves might easily be painted flats, overcompensating for their two-dimensionality with a fussy show of detail. Other aspects.